dairy producers being squeezed by very high feed prices.
There could be some relief for dairy farmers toward the end of 2013.
Well, that's good, but Agriculture Department analyst Jerry Cessna says could be, because that's based on better weather this season, bigger corn and soybean crops, lower prices for the 2013 crops. That is a big could be at this early point of the year. Meanwhile, during most of this year, feed prices are going to be very high, and so
we're going to have declining cow numbers.
Falling by 0.7%, but
daily milk production is expected to grow by 0.6%. in 2013, so not as high as we've been seeing in the last couple of years.
And yes, milk prices, the all milk price will average 4% higher than last year, but now comes the squeeze. It will show up in net cash incomes for dairy operations.
The projection is for a decrease 14.5% from 2012.
Ouch, but that's just this year. What's going to happen the next 10 years? What could those hold for the nation's dairy producers? Cessna says it's a mixed picture in USDA's long-term baseline to the year 2022. First, the U.S. dairy herd will continue to shrink by almost 2% a year, but milk per cow also expected to rise each year by about the same percentage, and so
we're expecting milk production in the baseline to grow about 1.6% after 2013.
1.6% a year on average. Now, for prices, barring any huge crisis, Jerry Cessna expects the milk price to go up on average 0.7% each year up to the year 2022.
Getting up to $20.80, you may look at that and think, well, that looks seem like that's a kind of a bullish forecast. But if you take inflation into account, we've actually got a decrease in the all milk price, about 1.6%.
So yes, looks like dairy producers could be squeezed continually for the next decade, may have to somehow get more efficient to keep pace with rising costs of production. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.